It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. All right, Gabe, you ready to do this? You ready to get some answers?
Yeah, I definitely am. Thanks for helping me out.
Of course. Thank you for reaching out to us. So how are things going with Jamie?
Well, actually, it's kind of come to a screeching halt, which is sort of bizarre since we moved super fast on our first date.
Okay. What does that mean exactly, super fast?
Well, I guess it means I stayed over, and I wound up having breakfast at her place the next morning. And she, you know, she even got up early and, like, made breakfast.
Wow.
Which, you know, is confusing because it's like, why would she do that if it was, you know, why would she do that if it's going to be like a one-night stand, you know?
Right. Yeah, I definitely would not cook any breakfast for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like maybe she was anticipating that, you know, it was going to be more than just a one-night stand to me, anyways.
I know. That's sort of what I thought, right? So I don't really know what to make of all of it. I thought our, like, date went well, you know. There wasn't any of those awkward silences, and I thought we had a really great time together.
Right. So what did you guys do on the date?
So we went to this wine bar that was really nice, and then afterwards we kind of, like, hit up this... just kind of this local bar that was, like, right next to her place. I don't remember what it's called. And then we went over to her place.
Okay. So why do you think she's not calling you, if you had to guess?
Oh, man. You know, I'm worried that maybe, like, this wasn't good. But I'm hoping that's not the case. I just can't think of anything else.
Right. If it was me, I would probably be super paranoid, too. Not saying that you should,
right?
But, I mean, I know how you feel. Like, I would probably get that feeling also.
That's sort of just where your mind goes, you
right.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, it sucks she's not calling you back. Why don't we give her a call real fast and see if we can get some answers? Hopefully she'll pick up for us.
Sounds good.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yes, who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We actually do a morning show here. Do you have a few minutes to chat with us?
Really? Sure. Why are you calling? Maybe you must be the wrong Jamie.
No, I'm pretty sure we have the right one. Did you actually go on a date with a guy by the name of Gabe by any chance? Just to make sure that we got the right Jamie.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, awesome. So he asked us to kind of give you a call since he hasn't heard from you or been able to get in touch with you since you guys had a date.
Yeah. Well, that's because, I mean, between you and I'm just sort of over him.
Okay. Well, I mean, we did chat with him and he mentioned some things. Do you mind telling us why you might be over him?
Sure. I mean, we're on the radio. All right. Well, I mean, the date wasn't great, but it was fine. He's an okay guy. I was just looking to have fun, so he stayed at my place for the night, and that was that.
Okay. Okay.
That's really it. Nothing complicated.
All right. So it was kind of just like you're not looking to have a dating partner then. So
I don't want to go so far as to say that, but I mean, at least not with him.
Okay, so why'd you let him stay at your place? I'm just curious. Like, why, like, didn't you guys have breakfast the next morning? Can you talk more about that?
All right, yeah, we can talk about breakfast. So in the morning, I'm, you know, basically waiting for him to leave. It was a one-night stand, you know? And so I start making myself breakfast, got a big day ahead. And when I'm done, I put it down on the table. I turn around just for a second. And then when I turn back, he's literally sitting there eating my breakfast, like, where did he even come from? He's like ninja breakfast eater.
So you didn't make him breakfast. You made breakfast for yourself, and he was eating it.
Yeah. I didn't even know he's awake. A, I mean, B, I've never made breakfast for any guy who's just stayed over my place for, like, a night.
Okay.
Like, down the road kind of stuff. Like.
So was that a deal breaker? I mean, because I can see where he could get that confused as if maybe you were making breakfast for him. Is this a complete deal breaker?
That's an understatement. He didn't even ask.
Okay.
I mean, how freaking rude is that? He just...
Right.
I was astounded. I'm like, what?
Well, I'm going to let him chime in here because he's actually been on the phone with us the whole time. So maybe he can kind of clear things up and make you feel a little better about it.
My bad. I definitely didn't mean to eat your breakfast. I just walked into the kitchen and I thought you were going to get yourself a plate.
Yeah, no. Also, I mean, do you just, you always just start shoving things in your mouth without asking?
But no, but I thought, I don't know, I thought things had gone well, so I thought you were being, like, nice or sweet or something.
No, I wasn't. I mean, honestly, I don't like you enough for that. That would take a long time for me to want to be that sweet.
All right. Well, I guess I'm sorry that I ate your omelet. I don't really think it's a big deal. I mean, it was just, like, crummy eggs with some cheese, so whatever.
It's the point of the matter. It's okay. Good morning. It's just, like,
all right.
Okay.
I can see this is not going anywhere, and I think we kind of have our answer as to what's going on. I'm pretty sure, Gabe, you don't want to even go on a second date, even if she was to look past this, right?
No, I think I'll take myself out to brunch instead and get a good meal.
Gabe, I'm so sorry this didn't work out, but I'm glad that we got an answer for you.
Well, thanks for the help. I appreciate it.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.